This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, if you happen to have the same honesty and integrity and passion for the truth that we do, and you would you happen to be well-heeled, happen to have enough money that you'd be willing to help fund our school, just our school, not Vincent Finelli, not his family, just the infrastructure for our school, I'd love to talk with you. And you can contact me with my email address. And you can just use instructor at usaprepares.com. I've turned it back on. I've enabled the website. And I need to finish the website. So it's in park right now, but the email address works, instructor at usaprepares.com. You can use that right now. And if you are a proficient in web development with WordPress and you'd be willing to spend a few minutes on the phone with me to give me some pointers, I'd love to hear about that. And you can send me an email as well at instructor at usaprepares.com. We are trying our best, but you know, we're all volunteers, and we're doing other things to fund our families. You know, me, I'm running the farm, and it's 24 hours a day. People call me, and I can't even get to the phone because I'm on the tractor, and I don't have a cell phone, and I'm not going to have a cell phone. But I'm busy on the farm. I'm unavailable to take phone calls a lot, but if you want to send me an email, if you want to help us, instructor at usaprepares.com. Would get to me, and if you have the wherewithal to help us fund this school, we'd love to talk to you. And frankly, all we're trying to do is simply teach people how they can prepare for themselves and their family and survive the onslaught that's coming our way and is already here. That's all we're trying to do, to try to help you understand what's happening. We are voracious readers. We study, and we ferret out the truth, and we separate fact from fiction. And our track record is as good or better than anyone else's out there. I mean it. You'll have to show me where we're wrong, because we are hardly ever wrong. Rich, would you agree with that?
Well, I do my best to read and research, and if I told you how many hours a day I did it, you wouldn't believe me. But I try to vet every article that's published in the public domain that I can get, so we have authenticity and credibility so we can give you correct information, because we are independent media that's truth-based. You know, whether you call us a new media, whether it doesn't matter what you call us. We always say, don't believe a word we say. Read, research, and verify what we say. And if you did that, this whole country wouldn't even be in this position of all this corruption and manipulation. And Vin, speaking of study, do you want me to continue with some of my articles for our class, or do you want to just do what we're doing today? It's up to you.
I'm deeply concerned about where we're going. And I'd like our discussion to be of material that we can say, here's what's happening, and here's what you can do about it for yourself and your family. Those kinds of things are really important to me. Now, when you've mentioned the school system and the kinds of things that are happening regarding gender, you know, it was really simple when I was in school in the 1950s and the 1960s. I'm talking about elementary school. It was really simple. The boys went into the boys' gym locker. The girls went into the girls' gym locker. And there was no question. There was a boys' room and there was a girls' room. The girls wore dresses and the boys wore pants. There was no question who was who. No question. Everyone knew who was who. And we've moved from that to where we don't know who's who, and it can change at a moment's notice. And because of that, it is insanity to send your children to a public training camp that fosters you can be whatever you want to be and change at any time. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. It won't work. You know, the bulls on our farm know that they are males. The heifers and the females know that they're females. They know this. They're smart enough to know who's who. But at the top of the food chain, we don't. Well, I'm not talking about we. I'm talking about they. They don't know. And we have put on pedestals people who are perverted. You know, it used to be that homosexuals were considered perverted. Now they're considered more mainstream. So we put them on television and we look up to these people. Well, not me, not you, but some generally dumb people do look up to them. I'm talking about Anderson Cooper. I'm talking about Ellen the Degenerate and people like that. There are homos everywhere. And they're paraded in front of us. And it's a conditioning kind of a thing. We're led to believe that two guys can get married. And they can have children. And they cannot even show up for work at the highest level of the government cabinet. I'm talking about homosexual Pete. Doesn't even show up for work for a couple months because he's on maternity leave. Maternity, that means woman. Here's where we are, and we're allowing this nonsense, and the government's threatening me because I'm not going to tell them whether I'm black or white or Asian or Hawaiian or a Pacific Islander or a Native American. They're threatening me because of that, and they allow this filth on the airwaves. Hollywood has been taken over. The media has been taken over. The print has been taken over. The newspapers have been taken over. It's written in Operation Gladio. And it happened right after World War II. It's in the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Look it up. The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. They said they're going to take over. They're going to take the media. They're going to take government. They're going to take education. They're going to take finance. They're going to take business. They're going to take medicine. They're going to take it all. And guess what? They have. Am I angry? Of course I'm angry. And one of the most well-known broadcasters in the alternative media is under siege. He had to declare Chapter 11 bankruptcy as protection against the onslaught of free speech. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I've never talked to him. I've never gotten an email from him. I've never been on the phone with him. We just happen to be on the same network. He's a trailblazer. No question about it. He's a trailblazer. And because he says things that are uncomfortable for the generally dumb public to hear, they want to shut him down. Rich, I lost a really good friend. It's because of something Dr. Sheely said. I'll just even tell you what it was. This guy was a U.S. Army infantry officer. U.S. Army. I have the greatest respect for him. Dr. Shealy happened to be mentioning one time in the studio here at our farmhouse when we had a bunch of guys and gals together. You know, for, let's say it was Thanksgiving or something like that. I don't even remember what the event was. But the ladies were downstairs cooking and the guys were upstairs in the studio. It just happened to be that way. We didn't segregate based on sex. It just happened that some of the guys wanted to see the studio. They hadn't seen it before. Dr. Shealy was here, and we all went upstairs. The guys went upstairs. The gals went to, were stayed in the kitchen. They were cooking and doing what they wanted to do. Dr. Shealy somehow mentioned past life regression. I said, wow, I don't know anything about that. I'd love to know more about it. And at that moment, my U.S. Army officer friend retired, threw up his hands, face turned red, and it was foreign to him. He wasn't going to have any part of it, and that's when our friendship was dissolved, right then and there, because I wanted to know more about it. And what I'm talking about, class, is that's what free speech is. Free speech is, you know, it may be uncomfortable, but why don't you want to learn what the other point of view? Why not? Now, in terms of perversion, I'm not interested in learning the other point of view. I'm not interested in learning what the alleged joys of being a homosexual are. I'm not interested in learning about that. But I am interested in learning things that are not about perversion. I am interested in past life regression. As a matter of fact, I was videoed in a past life regression therapy session with Dr. Shealy. The videographer was there. Dr. Shealy was there, and I was there. Actually, two videographers. And I learned a little bit more about it. Why would I not want to know about that? That's what free speech is all about, and that's what we do here at USA Prepares. And GCN is under assault. It's pretty darn serious. The opposition has their guns, figuratively, aimed at one of the most well-known broadcasters in alternative media, if not the most well-known. They want to take him down. And if they're successful at taking him down, guess what? The other guys who are not as well-known are going to have a much harder time. That would be us. And those like us. And those that are even less well known than we are. We'll go away. Then what are you going to do? Then how are you going to find the truth? It's getting tougher. And we're thinking that if we had a school, we could teach you the things that you'd want to know. But not one person. Not one person has stepped up. Not one to say, you know what? I have so much money, I don't know what to do with it all. I'd love to help you guys, because I actually believe that you mean what you say. You actually do what you say. But not one person. Now, I challenge our audience, our class, to help find someone who can help us start this school. For whose benefit? It's not for my benefit. It's not for Rich's benefit. We know what we already know. We already know it. He's written his book. I'm writing my book to help teach, to tell you, to share the knowledge that we've learned over our lifetimes, things that most people have no idea how to do. You all know how to shoot a turkey with a bow and arrow? Well, I know a guy that does. As a matter of fact, I have a picture of it. I got it in the mail this morning. And you just heard the guy who did it just now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, I don't want to take much more time, but I do want to say this. So, why do we want to build a school? Build the infrastructure for a school. I want to build it on a farm, right here on our farm. I'd like to build some cabins. Cabins where a family can stay, a bunch of them. Let's say start with four cabins, and a big meeting room, like kind of like a barn that's nice and clean, where we can have 200 people attend. And I have the speaker system. I have the ability to put electricity in there, and it's near a pond. And so what happens? We have the meetings, the classroom instruction for 200 people during the day, and then we go out to the fire pit at night, and we have a gathering if you want to stay with us during the evening hours when, you know, when it gets dark, and we can talk about what we learned during the day. We can have show and tell. We can have all of that. But here's the problem. The problem is if we were to rent a facility, we are at their mercy. And I know what that's like. I know what it is to have the police show up and scare the attendees away. They've already done that to us. They've shut the air conditioning off. They shut the Wi-Fi off so people couldn't conduct commerce when you needed Wi-Fi back in the early days of our expos around 2011. We know what that's like. I'm not going to allow that kind of stuff to happen. Not that we're going to have Wi-Fi, but I do want to make sure that the electricity doesn't get shut off, that no one, the fire trucks don't show up with lights and sirens and park in the entrance and let people think that there's a building on fire. And so why come to the expo? Because the building's on fire. They've already pulled these stunts with us. Okay. I'm not going to allow that to happen. So I want to have it at our farm where we control. We control everything that needs to be done to make sure that classes go as scheduled, okay, without interruptions. Okay. That's why we need to have our own infrastructure, meaning the cabins and the meeting room. yesterday. Right after the broadcast, my plan was to hop on the internet and work on the website, USA Prepares, and the website for our school. Guess what? The internet went down. There was an area-wide outage. It wasn't just us. A whole area was down. 45 minutes on the phone with CenturyLink, and yep, sure enough, it's not just us, it's everybody here. When's it going to come back? Sometime during the day. Nobody knew when. Well, I can't work on the website because the internet's down. Where's the internet? Where is the website? I don't know where USA Prepares lives. I know who sold me the service, but I don't know where they are. The website's in the cloud. Now, in the past, I've built an Apache server. Now, if we had fast enough internet, I could have the web server right here on the farm and keep it up and running. But I can't do that because the internet's not fast enough here. So here we are. The whole world is in the cloud. The whole world's in the cloud, and we're dependent on the cloud, and nobody knows where the cloud is. Do you think I'm kidding? People write word processing documents, storm in the cloud. The internet goes down. They can't get to the word processing. As a matter of fact, there was a business that we called, and they all went home because the internet was down in the whole area. Everybody went home. There's no reason to stay at work because the internet was down. That's what we've done. And our plan is to teach you how to get around this, how to work without being dependent on the internet. Now, can I broadcast without the internet? No. I can't do it. Because that's the way the system is. Rich, back to you.
As you know, I cannot be on the internet because the powers that be shut down my computer and do other things. So I'm never on the internet when I'm live broadcasting like right now. Now, as far as the school goes, folks, it can create, think about all the possibilities, a database of commerce and exchange, skill set learning, homeschooling ideas. We're talking survival now, folks. Legitimate rule of law. Look, we do not have, I'm going to mention a few articles real quick here, just to show you how corrupt our country is. It is, the United States of America has turned into a scam for the elite and the people who are willing to take the money to sell out their own country. Okay, here we go. A few articles real quick. Maxine Waters pays her daughter another $24,000 in campaign cash, adding to a previous amount of payments of $1.2 million, all published in the public domain. Next, Illinois now providing illegal immigrants with free health care. No, it's not free. You people who are listening to this program, you're paying for it. Next, CIA note confirmed U.S. intelligence officials targeted Trump after he was elected. That's called running a coup. That is called taking over your country. Okay? That's what that means. Next, Durham. Smoking gun unveils bombshell FBI tech showing Hillary Clinton team formed joint.
Disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Social Security recipients are on track to receive the biggest cost of living raise in four decades, as sky-high inflation is really hurting retired Americans. The Senior Citizen League, a nonpartisan group that focuses on issues relating to older Americans, estimated the adjustment could be as high as 8.9% based on March inflation data. The Biden administration on Monday suspended enforcement of its mask mandates for airports, planes, and other forms of travel after a judge in Florida said that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention overstepped its authority. Effective immediately, the TSA will not enforce its security directives and emergency amendment requiring mask use on public transportation and transportation hubs. A passenger at St. Louis Lambert Airport tells Fox 11,
"Well, I just seen a pilot get off a flight with no mask."
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
An unusual rise in liver damage cases in children has been seen in the United Kingdom, United States, and Europe, prompting attention from the World Health Organization. On April 5th, the WHO was informed of 10 cases of severe acute hepatitis in children under the age of 10 in Scotland. 3 days later, it had received reports of 74 cases across the United Kingdom. Similar cases have been reported in Alabama, Ireland, and Spain. The cause of the surge in cases is not known. Hepatitis viruses A, B, C, E, and D have been ruled out. As the war grinds on in Ukraine after Russian forces invaded, Robert Charles, former Assistant Secretary of State under Bush 41 and a naval intel officer, tells Fox News his perspective of the war this week.
Russia's trying to regroup in the east. The second is that their basic combat power, you know, their brigade strength and the morale is falling, is low already and falling. The third is that their command and control ship, but the biggest, most important ship in the Black Sea, was sunk, the Moskva, by the Ukrainians. And the last two are that the Russian economy is starting to feel heat, and there's still a nuclear threat out there. I think the two big races that are underway right now are the speed of the regroup versus the speed of the resupply, and probably the speed of the economic sanctions bite versus the speed of Putin thinking that he can achieve his aims. It's a tough moment. This is a real change. I mean, Russia as a superpower could be nearing the end of their status.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
For Achievements with Rich, you've been to the farm. You've seen the animals, the solar array, the battery bank, the inverter, a lot of the things that we have here, I believe. And do you think that this is the right location for a school to do a show and tell on how it actually works rather than just book learning?
Well, actually, you went with your solar backup system after I came down there to speak. I mean, gosh, when was that? It had to be 8, 9, 10 years ago now. And I think you got your system after that. But, you know, obviously you're in the center of the country. So as far as logistics, does it make sense? Absolutely. But, you know, what really makes sense, folks, One billionaire can write a check and change America. And what I mean by that is, let's say we had donated to us thousands of acres. The first thing we would do is, besides having a self-sufficiency preparedness school, we will start a community, a town of like-minded individuals regarding all the things I talked about in the book and all these different subject matters and all the self-sufficiency. See, the problem is this, everything's a psyop. It's all Nazi programs of control, you know, like MK Ultra. You have the DARPA, NIH, conforming ideology and with all these mind control words and manipulations and technology. I mean, all this nanotechnology in our food. I mean, we have electromagnetic radiation, surveillance, frequencies, gene editing, tracking, tracing, hacking humans have been admitted, gene editing. Look, all this, what we're trying to do is create a community that's going to obviously work and be self-sustaining, so the people and the public can see the better way to survive, to use logic, to use common sense, to acquire skill sets, to have synergy. I mean, here's an article. Five witnesses connected to Hillary Clinton's campaign invoked the Fifth Amendment and refused to cooperate with Durham. You have people who, in this country, who care more about their self-preservation and manufacturing their perception of self-importance than helping their own country. People willing to sell out for money or blackmail just for their own individual purposes and basically throw their whole country under the bus. This is what we have. See, if we had thousands of acres, we could literally give to worthy people who believe in hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, people who can't afford, who come from poor and middle-class families, who can't afford to buy land, to literally get a piece of land that we could give them and start this sustainable community. We can create an icon for the world to benefit. And see, this is what we don't have. And Vince, we were talking about on the phone the other day about where you want to be. And, when we were kids, we saw things that were different back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, growing up in the metropolitan area of New York City, I saw Russians and Mexicans and Polish people and Asians buying properties together and limiting the risk. What we can do also is create a database of people, like, let's say, older people, retired people, who want to help out young people. And basically because when you're young, and look, we all rented. I had to rent. I rented a trailer in a trailer park. I rented apartments in my life. Everybody's got to start somewhere. But what we can do, and it's not like a sharecropping analogy. It's not like a commune. But we can start a whole new idea and solutions to help out where the older people can lop off a piece of land for a younger person. The younger person could pay it back in things like labor, okay, house sitting, feeding animals, putting up greenhouses and fencing and gathering firewood. And then the older owner could hold the paper for that person. And then if the older person died, it goes under the same contract rules to whoever their heir may be. Or the person gets it when the older person dies. You know, something like that. What we need to do is create outside-the-box ideas and solutions in a very corrupt and manipulative and illegitimate world. Because the whole system is geared for the consolidation of power, money, and control for the elite. And they're using people, their lieutenants, as I call them, who basically are willing to sell out their own countrymen for a leg up, whether it be money, whether it be status, whether it doesn't matter what it is. And that's who they're picking. They're picking the bottom of the barrel. You heard me talk about judges and lawyers and politicians and bankers. 95% of them are corrupt. Look, you get good news once in a while, just like this brave young woman, this federal judge who eliminated mask mandates. Look, we've given for 2 years on this program and many other programs in independent media, 150 at least studies that show that masks make you sicker. They don't, because of micron size, don't stop viruses. A very long list of psychological and physiological disorders. We've talked about bacterial pneumonia. We've talked about hypoxia, hypercapnia, how it lowers IQ because of breathing and oxygen, lack of intake. We've gone over this till I'm blue in the face and out of breath. And it took 2 years for some young federal judge to actually show some backbone. The whole system is corrupt, folks. If we had a self-sufficiency preparedness school that Vince and I have talked about for years, over a decade, it's even in the book. If we had this, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in right now. We would have actual value. There's no value for anything. You have people who are literally exempt from the jab who are telling you to take it. We don't even have practice what you preach laws in this country. Everything is invalid. It's a scam. And I can go on and on and on. Obviously, I'm not going to get to 95% of my articles, but that's okay. We went into a tangent today, and hopefully we're giving some information that could be valuable. But we got to wake up, and we got to do something about it, because nobody on a white horse is going to come in to save us. We have to do it ourselves. Vince?
You know, I've talked to the instructors, and all instructors I've talked to are in on this. I mean, they all want to participate. They all want to teach, whether it be in person or remotely. You and I have talked about it. I don't understand. I don't understand how come so many stupid things get funded and something as important as this, we can't seem to get it funded. You know, I found 1 square mile years ago. I was able to buy 1 square mile of land, one way in. Infrastructure was there. Underground utilities were there. It was already divided in 2, 3, 5, 10, 20-acre parcels. The dirt road was already in. The trees were there. It was magnificent. And we could have done it for about $1,200 an acre. Not anymore. Not anymore. And the land has been destroyed. It's been logged. The owners, you know, cut the trees, and now it looks like a moonscape. But we could have done it. But there was no interest. There was literally nobody who really wanted to jump on that. Now it's kind of late for that. So it's really tough to do this. But with one benefactor, just one person who thought that this made sense, we could pull it off. We really could. And that would be the big plan. The smaller plan is the school. And we can pull that off. We really can. And you know, here's what I don't understand. There are these mega churches. And some smiling guy, some jet setter, and his wife can get up on stage and, you know, praise the Lord and all these wonderful sayings. And people will just empty their wallets and support these multi-million dollar enterprises without batting an eye. But I know religion's important. But when you see what this is all about, you know, it's really, I think Rich used the word scam. What we're talking about is not a scam. It absolutely is not a scam. There's real value here. And I don't know if it should be a GoFundMe or a Give, Send, Go, or whether just one benefactor. I'd really like some guidance on this. I know Rich would as well. So with the rest of the instructors, we don't plan on changing, you know, our model, which is voluntary. We're not looking to profit on this. We just think it's such a great idea that it'd be nice if we didn't have to sell everything that we have in order to do it. That'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it? If those who benefited helped us. And, you know, I asked for some names for Buttercup's twins, you know, hey, how would you like to suggest some names? No one suggested any names. People have all kinds of health problems, and very few actually call into Dr. Shealy. I've talked to a bunch of people in person. You know, why don't you call? Dr. Shealy can help you with your problem. Why don't you just give us a call on Monday? I can't get people to call in. It's not for me. It's for themselves. They won't even call in. People just are not interested in helping themselves. I don't get it, Rich. I don't get it. Let me say it a different way. I don't get it. I followed Dr. Shuley's advice, and he saved my life. I never knew that the first time that I met him in the studio at a radio station in Springfield, Missouri, I didn't know that that was the guy that was going to save my life. I didn't know that. I certainly know it now, and he did. And I believe he can help a lot of people. And he's the guy. There's nobody on the planet that has a more complete, more diverse, more in-depth resume than Dr. Norm Shealy. I don't know anyone else who has 15 patents. Do you? Do you know anyone who's written 40 books? Do you know anyone who has created the Holistic Medical Association in the United States? Dr. Shealy has. Dr. Shealy's been on the radio for probably 30 years. He ran a farm. He practiced medicine. He taught people. He is a wealth of knowledge. He invented the TENS unit. He and Lou Cassidy built the pulse electromagnetic frequency devices that we talk about. Sometimes we can't even get people to use the ones we provide. Literally, I have lent my unit out so that other people could get healed the way I've gotten healed, and they won't even use it. Can you imagine that? This is an uphill road we're on. It's difficult. And we're trying to get people to pay attention to their own lives, to prepare for themselves. And I guess the answer is what I've been saying for 11 years. I guess it's too hard. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just want to mention SaveGCN.com. If you'd like, you can go visit the website SaveGCN.com. We're under siege here at GCN. It's the network that's under siege at the moment. And if you're interested in preserving free speech or helping to preserve free speech, please visit SaveGCN.com. You can share, you can contribute, and you can pray. You can do all three of those. Rich, back to you.
Well, you know, you said that we're in the last, 2 minutes left of the broadcast, so I won't mention any articles, but, you know, you mentioned a lot of people don't want to help themselves, and I think a lot of people are inundated with, the posers, the pedos, the phonies, the sellouts and the traitors. Almost every so-called quote-unquote leader in the U.S., the wars, the virus variants, the fear porn, all being brought to us by people who are mostly sellouts and traitors, born on third base and didn't even earn their job. And, they see the delegitimization of work, which we've talked about, and we talk about the word value often, and there's a lot of ambiguity with even definitions like what's news, accountability, people's assets, the dollar, the world reserve currency status, commerce in general, jobs, work, academia, our constitution, the attack on families and children, qualifications, standards and expectations, meaning nothing for a job anymore, nothing. We're at the lowest point in American history for getting a job. It's all based on what group you're in. There's no legitimacy in anything. There's no rule of law. There's no due process. I mean, when I tried to sue a very corrupt company who broke the law, in the most corrupt, and yes, I'm talking about big pharma industry in the world, I was told I couldn't sue because I didn't have enough victim group status. These are lawyers telling me this, or group self-pity points. These are lawyers telling me this, American lawyers. So rule of law, science, medicine, math, election Everything's on the chopping block. And I think a lot of people are inundated and they're giving up. And look, we talk about self-sufficiency and living off-grid a lot, folks, and it's not easy, but it's fulfilling. You know, how many people do you know who haul wood and still haul water? I haul water. Don't have a hot water tank. I don't have a pressure tank. I flush my indoor toilet with a bucket of water, usually used gray water. I account for every drop of water. Everything, all my, from chicken poop to goat poop to anything organic goes in the compost pile. There is zero waste here on my little farm. Zero. So, look, I keep hoping, I keep putting kindling and wood chips under my pillow, hoping that the free heat fairy is going to show up and give me free firewood, but it never happens. I'm going to have to get a meeting together with the wood chip fairy and the tooth fairy and see if the tooth fairy can show the wood chip fairy how it's done. But all jokes
aside, it's really interesting that you said that, Rich, because when I feed the chickens, I give them chicken scratch so they can scratch around, and I put it where I need fertilizer. Okay, so if there's a bare spot in the grass, I will feed the chickens over there, and the chickens will root around, and they'll dig up the soil a little bit, and they'll poop in the area, and the grass will grow. I mean, those are the kinds of things that are in the book. Where else can you find that kind of information? The kind of things that Rich is talking about. Heating with a wood stove. If he wants to take a bath, he's going to have to cut wood 6 to 9 months earlier to make sure the wood is dried out so he can put it in the wood stove so he can heat the water that he hauls in so they can put the hot water warmed on the top of the wood stove into the bathtub. A little different here. If we want heat, we have an air handling system inside, we have an outdoor wood furnace. If we want heat, we have to think about it 9 months before as well. Because we put the wood in the wood stove outside the wood, outdoor wood furnace. And we have to make sure that the wood is not rained on. You know, it stays dry. And then we can have heat in the house. But we have to think about it 9 months prior to when we want the heat. Just like Rich. Now, how many people live at the end of a thermostat? If they want heat, they just turn it up. If they want air conditioning, they just turn it down. Okay? How many people live like that? And what's it going to be like if that thermostat is not connected to something that works anymore? What's that going to be like? And how about these thermostats that are connected to the internet and Wi-Fi, and you want to turn your heat up or down, but the internet's down so your heating system doesn't work? How about that? I hope we have opened some eyes. And class, if you're interested in helping us with our school, instructor@usaprepares.com, instructor@usaprepares.com. Rich, thank you so much for all that you do.
My pleasure, Ben.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.